Namo Buddhaya. Welcome to Monks in the Morning from Colombo Dhamma Friends of Mahame Onawa. We're so glad that you're joining us today. When we get together with our good Dhamma friends, then we have the chance to discuss the Supreme Buddha's Dhamma. Today, we'll hear some answers to some Dhamma questions. You know, the Supreme Buddha taught us very clearly that we can develop our wisdom by asking questions. In fact, he explained that one of the reasons he was so wise in his last life as a bodhisattva was that in his previous lives, he would look for wise people and ask them good Dhamma questions. Some people go to monks or wise people and just try to argue with them or debate. The Supreme Buddha didn't praise this. When we have the chance to associate with people who've learned the Supreme Buddha's teachings, we should ask questions that help us to train our minds. We should ask questions that help us to improve our virtue, concentration, and wisdom. When we don't understand something that we've heard in a sermon or read in a sutta, then it's really important to ask questions so we don't have any doubts. So today, we can learn by listening to answers to questions. Now let's take the refuges and the precepts.
Sadhu, sadhu, sadhu. Say together with me. Namo tassa bhagavato arahato sammā sambuddhassa. Namo tassa bhagavato arahato sammā sambuddhassa. Namo tassa bhagavato arahato sammā sambuddhassa. Buddhaṃ saraṇaṃ gacchāmi. Dhammaṃ saraṇaṃ gacchāmi. Sanghaṃ saraṇaṃ gacchāmi. Dutiyampi buddhaṃ saraṇaṃ gacchāmi. Dutiyampi dhammaṃ saraṇaṃ gacchāmi. Dutiyampi sanghaṃ saraṇaṃ gacchāmi. Tatiyampi buddhaṃ saraṇaṃ gacchāmi. Tatiyampi dhammaṃ saraṇaṃ gacchāmi. Tatiyampi sanghaṃ saraṇaṃ gacchāmi. Sadhu, sadhu, sadhu. Now to observe the five precepts, say after me. Say loudly. I observe the precept of abstaining from killing beings. I observe the precept of abstaining from stealing. I observe the precept of abstaining from sexual misconduct. I observe the precept of abstaining from telling lies. I observe the precept of abstaining from taking intoxicating drinks and drugs. I follow these precepts for happiness in this life, for rebirth in heaven, and to realize the Four Noble Truths. In this Gautama Buddha's dispensation, sadhu, sadhu, sadhu.
Namo Buddhaya Bhante, what are the advantages of observing the 8 precepts on piety?
Namo Buddhaya. So for that question, the advantages of observing the 8 precepts on the piety. Children, advantages, there are great benefits. So the first benefit is, you are following a life of an arahant. That's the foremost thing we should remember on a poya day, when you are observing and following 8 precepts. Now forget about on a poya day, if you are observing the 8 precepts on a weekend, when you are at home, yet that is fruitful and that is to follow a life of arahants. And Buddha preached, as lay people, we should observe higher precepts. If not, that lay person will decline, will reduce in good qualities, will decline. So if you like to develop in the path of Dhamma, we should observe higher precepts. And furthermore, on a poya day, on a day where you observe 8 precepts, Buddha has explained the great benefits. In a sutta in Anguttara Nikaya, in the book of 8s, Buddha explained this. So, in this sutta, Buddha preaches how a person get benefits by observing 8 precepts. Suppose there's a person has kingship over 16 great countries. Over 16 great countries abounding in the 7 precious substances. That is the countries of Angas, the Magadans, the Kasis, Kosalans, Vajjis, Mallas, Chetis. So, imagine if a person has power over 16 countries. Buddha preached, this would not be worth a 16th part of the Uposatha observance complete in 8 factors. For what? Because human kingship is poor compared to celestial happiness. Celestial happiness. So that means, rather than having kingship over 16 countries, observing 8 precepts for one day is more fruitful. So imagine, like, having kingship over 16 countries is not even worth of 1/16 of the benefits you get by observing 8 precepts. Then imagine the benefits you get by observing and protecting the 8 precepts. So this is the Buddha's realization. We should understand these things. Even if a person is ruling 16 countries, if he is not abstaining from killing living beings, abstaining from killing living beings is the first precept of the 8 precepts. The way you do that is, that person abstain from the destruction of life, killing living beings. They abstain using rods and weapons. They have laid aside rods and weapons. And they live with kindness, compassionate towards all beings. Those are the great qualities that people develop when they abstain from killing living beings. They become kind. Now Buddha explains in this sutta, for the devas rule by the four great kings, that is Chatur Maharajika. A single night and day is equivalent to 50 human years. 30 such days make up a month, and 12 such months make up a year. The lifespan of those devas is 500 such celestial years. It is possible, bhikkhus, for a woman or a man who observe the Upasatha complete in these eight factors, that means eight precepts, with the breakup of the body after death, to be reborn in the companionship with the devas ruled by the four great kings. Could we get that just by ruling 16 countries without good qualities? But if you can observe eight precepts, a birth in such a divine world can be obtained, where 50 human years is one day in a divine world. So like that, Buddha explains the lifespan of divine worlds. So that's why we should observe the eight precepts on the Poya day. Buddha explains, whatever wealth exists in this sphere, in this world, pearls, gems and excellent beryl, horn gold and mountain gold, and the natural gold, these are not worth a 16th part of an Upasatha complete in the eight factors. Just as all the hosts of stars do not match the moon's radiance. Therefore, a virtuous woman or a man, having observed the Upasatha complete in eight factors and having made merit productive of happiness, blameless, goes to a heavenly state. So children, Poya day is a wonderful day for you to gain and develop all these good karma and this assurance for our life. So come on the Poya day to observe the eight precepts.
Bhante, what are the good results we get when we clean the washrooms at the monastery?
Dear children, washing, cleaning washrooms is a great merit. You know, cleaning the monastery or cleaning washrooms in the monastery, it's a great merit. So, in the past, there was one lady who had a beautiful hand, golden hand, looks like made out of gold. So, she was taken for various advertisements, for commercial ads. And when she went to ascetic, the ascetic has said that she has washed washrooms, toilets, in a place where there were some ascetics before, not even Buddhist monks. So just imagine if that lady got a beautiful hand, a golden color hand, by washing toilets, washrooms. If you do that for Sangha, how much enormous things you would get. So when you clean a dirty place, that will help you to be born in a clean place, in a beautiful environment. So remember, if you like to be born in a beautiful environment, in a peace, in a beautiful environment, in a clean environment, I think you have to clean washrooms every day. So clean washrooms as much as possible. That will help you to be born in a clean place.
Bhante, can beings in the Naga world collect merit?
Dear children, there was one monk. Actually, it was not a human being. It was a Naga who disguised as a human being and became a monk. But then later, after monks found that it was a Naga, he was taken to the Buddha. So then Buddha said, give up this way of living as a monk, being a Naga. Now go back to the Naga world and start collecting merit. So then Buddha said, as a Naga, to start collecting merit and become a human being in a future birth, to become a monk again, or to attain Nibbana. So Nagas can gain merit. Actually, you know, when monks made the Ruanvali Mahastupa, when King Dutugamunu made the Ruanvali Mahastupa, those relics were taken from a Naga. So Sumana, Venerable Sumana Samanera Thera, went and took those relics from a Naga. So there are Nagas
who gain merit, and there are Nagas who does not like the Buddha Sasana also. So Nagas can gain merit, but they can't realize that Dhamma being a Naga. They should escape from the Naga world and born in a human world or in a divine world or in a Brahma world and learn Dhamma and attain Nibbana.
Bhante, what is Vijnana?
Vijnana is something that you cognize things. So Vijnana or consciousness will help you to cognize things. So, and one more thing, Vijnana is something that gets planted. So after you die, it's the consciousness get planted again. So after you die, what happens? In next life, this consciousness can be among animals. This consciousness can be among gods. So Vijnana helps you to cognize things. Read the Kajjaniya Sutta. Read the Bija Sutta. Then you will learn more things.
Buddhanusati. Now we're going to practice a very useful meditation called Buddhanusati. We think about the Supreme Buddha's qualities so that our mind can become calm and concentrated. This kind of meditation also helps us to develop confidence in the Supreme Buddha. So, close your eyes and sit quietly. Try not to move so that our minds can become still. Now, think in this way.
My great teacher, Gautama Buddha, eradicated passion, hatred and delusion. Supreme Buddha, realize the Four Noble Truths without anyone's help, without anyone's help. Supreme Buddha, eradicated the desire for seeing forms, eradicated the desire for hearing sounds, eradicated the desire for smelling odors, eradicated the desire for tasting flavors, eradicated the desire for touching tangibles, eradicated the desire for thinking thoughts. In this way, the great teacher, Supreme Buddha, is an Arahant. Supreme Buddha, realize the Four Noble Truths without anyone's help. Achieve true happiness in this way. The great teacher is a Sammasambuddha. Supreme Buddha, saw the passing away of other beings. Supreme Buddha recollected past lives, saw the passing away of other beings, purified the mind from all taint, developed great virtue, concentration and wisdom. In this way, the great teacher is Vijacharana Sampanno. Supreme Buddha followed the noble path and achieved true happiness, obtain the final goal, achieve Nibbana. In this way, the great Buddha is Sugato, my great teacher, Supreme Buddha, understood all worlds and escaped from all worlds. In this way, the great Buddha is Lokavidu. Supreme Buddha tamed others' mind with supernatural powers by reading others' mind, by preaching the Dhamma, became an incomparable teacher. In this way, the great Buddha is Anuttara Purisa Dhamma Sarati. Supreme Buddha became a great teacher for gods and humans. In this way, the great Buddha became a Satta Deva Manusanam. Supreme Buddha taught the sublime Dhamma without holding anything back. In this way, the great Buddha is Buddha, is Buddha, my great teacher, Gautama Buddha, obtain these unique qualities, became a Bhagavan, my great teacher. Gautama Buddha is a Bhagavan. The Buddha is my refuge. The Dhamma is my refuge. The Sangha is my refuge. There is no other protection than the protection of the Buddha, Dhamma and Sangha. Sadhu, sadhu, sadhu.
It was great to spend time with you today. We hope that you learned something new, and we really hope that you can use what you learned as you go about the rest of your day. Had you ever thought about cleaning the washrooms when you come to the monastery? Probably not, did you? Now you know just how beneficial that can be. You can help your Kalyanamitta in this life use a clean bathroom, and you can also protect your future lives. So the next time you come to the washroom in the Asapua, see if there's anything you can do to clean. All right, now let's share merits. Today, we've collected lots of merit by body, speech, and mind. When we collect merit in this way, we like for others to have happy minds thinking about these wholesome actions. So may all heavenly beings, may our teacher, Lokaswami Mahamsa, may our parents, our friends, our relatives, all of our Kalyanamitta, rejoice thinking about the merit that we've done today. May they soon experience for themselves the supreme bliss of Nibbana in this Gautama Buddha's dispensation. Sadhu, sadhu, sadhu. Namo Buddhaya.